Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, there's a story over the last month or so where the NCAA is in the process of allowing student-athletes to bet on professional sports. They would still not be allowed to bet on college sports. They could bet on professional sports. And the rules ever since legalized sports gambling has gone basically everywhere. Like I mentioned, I think it's 39 of 50 states where it's approved. The rules to which I understand it is that an NFL player, for example, can bet on the NBA. They can bet on other sports. They can't bet on the NFL. That's where they would get in trouble. That was the Calvin Ridley situation. But if you're an NFL employee, you can't bet on anything.
Right.
So you tell me, because I honestly don't know the answer, so I'm really asking, just out of curiosity. We all, for the most part, agree that gambling scandals involving athletes are going to become the norm. It's just going to be a thing that we deal with. It's not going to be the end of sports. It's not going to be the end of gambling in America. It's just going to be one of those things that hopefully doesn't happen all the time, but it's going to happen. Do you think it would help to have a hard and fast rule that as a professional athlete, you can't bet on anything?
Probably. It would make it clear cut, so you're not even thinking about it. But I don't think you can say you can't gamble, meaning you can't go play poker or craps or roulette or any of those things that we see in Vegas that is legal for every American. But I think gambling on sports should be something that you shouldn't be allowed to do, because it's just, even if it's not connected, it feels connected.
And my understanding is that would have to be collectively bargained.
Yeah.
So it's not just something that, you know, use baseball as an example. Rob Manfred has to, you're not allowed to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I think they would have to negotiate it in the next CBA. Same with the NFL, same with the NBA. So this may be a pie in the sky even discussion, but I was just curious if that would make a difference.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if players weren't allowed to gamble on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And sports books are still a part of the NFL. It's ridiculously hypocritical. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well. Yeah.
And so there's a fine line that the players would have to concede is beyond their control. Because of the potential risk, even if it's not something that a very small percentage of guys are going to end up getting caught up in. You still would have to get all the players to buy into it, even though it would be so hypocritical.
And I also wonder, like in the Terry Rozier case, Terry Rozier, in all likelihood, didn't have a sportsbook account.
No.
He was just communicating with people who did.
Yes.
And they were the ones who made the suspicious bets that got flagged.
Yeah, right.
And he was the one sharing the information and taking himself out of a game. So even if there was a hard and fast rule, first of all, there is a hard and fast rule. You can't bet on your own sport.
Right.
So it may just not make a difference.
I mean, here's the thing. We have no idea the circumstances behind this Terry Rozier thing. What if he told one guy, and that one guy told three other guys, and then those three other guys told five other guys, and all of a sudden, he's just trying to take care of his buddy, who's, go make this one little bet, because I'm going to take myself out of this. You'll do well.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, I'm taking myself out of the game. Just make sure you make a bet. You're going to do great on this, man.
Yeah.
Make sure. Just go under on everything. And then you go and tell Tommy, and Tommy tells five friends, and then five of those friends. It just becomes this like multiplying effect. And all of a sudden, one kid, Sean's going to make $1,000. There's $30,000 wagered on this.
Right.
Right. So That's easily what could have happened.
Now,
and so when you think about it, if that scenario was real, isn't that innocent in a sense? You know what I mean? It's not like I'm gambling with the mafia.
Well, it's
like Chauncey Billups intentionally defrauding, you know, these customers, these fish as they called them, of their money. It's just like, hey friend, go make some cash. Yeah, I'm not playing.
Here's
tonight.
What's totally corrupt about it. According to the indictment, on March 23rd, Terry Rozier, while playing for the Hornets, let others close to him know he planned to leave early with injury. He planned to leave early with injury.
Right.
Not, you never know, I got a banged up knee. We'll see what happens. He planned to leave early with injury. Associates then bet more than $200,000 on Rozier's unders and winnings. And then listen to this part. And winnings were delivered to Rozier's home.
Oh, yeah.
That, according to the Diamond.
Yeah.
So he was obviously getting paid for it.
No, he definitely was.
He left the game early on. Well, he is accused of. I do want to be careful. Innocent until proven guilty. Mm. But he is being accused of letting everyone know, I'm going to leave this game early.
Right.
And then money was delivered to his home. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Brendan in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, guys. So I think like one positive that we can take out of all of this is just the idea that all these sports books have done what seems like a really nice job of being able to flag these different things, not only in this instance, but with the Classe thing and some other examples of things popping up. Like, they're able to identify this and bring it to light. So hopefully everything that has come to light is the extent of what's happened up to this point. But
well, they know what's on the line here. They make tons of money with people wanting to make prop bets. And if you lose the trust of the country, all of a sudden there's less people making prop bets.
Yeah.
And if there's less people making prop bets, there's less money being made by these big companies.
Right, because those are, while they seem like little bets, if there's a thousand of them, it's big money.
Yes.
Especially if the house wins.
But he's right about this. It is very important for all of these sports books, whether it's DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, name all of them. They got to be involved in this because they need to see, hey, this doesn't look right. There's something fishy about first pitch bets by Emmanuel Classe. Maybe we should flag it until Major League Baseball. And it sounds as if the Classe investigation and even the Rozier investigation began with a sports book saying, hey, this bet's coming in. This don't make any sense.
Right.
So it is important to combat this because, like I said, this is going to be a part of the norm. It doesn't mean we have to now all of a sudden, you know, go back to the Supreme Court and say it's all got to be illegal. Everything's got to shut down. There's still a place for it, clearly. But this is going to become a part of the norm. And so it's got to be policed.
Right.
And so when you see a bet or amounts of bets made on something like that, you're damn right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I want this thing you just mentioned about the NCAA, it feels worrisome only because you're going to have 18-year-olds, some of whom are making some cash, like good cash. This isn't like when I was at UVA getting a Pell Grant, which is living expenses, taking some of my rent money or grocery money and wagering. Some of these kids are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if they're going to allow them to start now wagering, and we already talked about how dangerous it can be for these young kids that are getting caught into gambling early. It's going to feel like free money, right? I'm getting money because I'm playing a sport. I'm on scholarship. I'm getting money because I'm playing a sport. Obviously, I got to pay taxes, and it is what it is, but I'm making $100,000 or $200,000, and I can go put $5,000 on the Giants or whatever sports team. That feels a little dangerous.
Yeah, the NCAA probably, let me scratch that word, probably. The NCAA shouldn't have approved this.
Absolutely not.
There's no reason to.
No.
Like, you have.
This feels very short-sighted, and I can hear the stories 5 years from now already.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Now, the gambling age in this country varies by state, which I always found odd because growing up.
I don't even know if I realized that.
Yeah, can you double check that, like the gambling age in the United States of America? Now, I know in New York it's 21. I remember the day I turned 21. That was the first thing I did. I was like, oh, great, I get to gamble on something. But I think it varies by state. I think it's actually one of those things where certain states, the gambling age is 18. So when you talk about the NCAA, we're talking about college kids.
Right.
There are kids in college. Obviously, most of them are under 21. Some of them are above 21.
Right.
But most of them are actually under the age of 21. Let's go to our buddy JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
What's going on, guys?
Yo.
The NCAA thing is crazy for a lot of the reasons that guys like Dante Jones got caught up, is that these kids are only one phone call away from a pro locker room, whether it be through a coach, a sneakers companies, whoever.
Yep.
So that's, they can actually get that information themselves.
Hey, JR, forget, you know, it's a former teammate. You know what I mean?
A brother, maybe a brother who plays in the league or something.
Great point.
You know, it's very easy to get this information. Now, the key to today's thing is 65% of what was said today is public knowledge. We knew the reasons why the poker game and the gambling was connected. The weird thing about Rozier, and we talked about injury reports yesterday with Mike Brown, he actually uses the injury reports. The NBA requires that you get them in by 5 p.m. And it's funny, the day that Terry Rozier went out with discomfort in his foot, he was never on the injury report.
Right.
So that kind of makes him guilty right there. I think that the thing Tiki just said earlier about, you know, the telephone game, a friend of a friend telling somebody about it, is exactly what happened. None of these guys actually gambled on themselves, except for Jontay Porter. Most everything that's been said has been, you know, hey, these guys are giving us information about what's going to happen. And if you look at Dante Jones, that Lakers thing is crazy because Anthony Davis and LeBron James are on the injury report every single night. Right. So that's a pretty good streak for Dante Jones. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. I think that the fact that we are electronically now paying for our bets is going to allow these stories are going to keep on coming out because people are going to put money into accounts. Even the Jets had that thing where they had, what was it, Miles Austin in the locker room getting geo-targeted like an idiot and getting caught himself.
That's right.
It's going to keep on happening.
Right. Yeah, yeah, right. You're right, JR. It is going to keep happening because even if you don't think about it, you just, yeah, I mean, maybe you're right, Evan. Maybe they shouldn't be allowed to gamble on any sports.
I think the problem is,
because that's what happened with, who was that? That he was gambling on something else. He just happened to be that he was talking about Miles
Austin. But Miles, I think he was a coach at the time.
He was a coach.
So he's an NFL employee, not an active player.
But not gambling on football. He was gambling on basketball or baseball or whatever it was.
Right,
he just happened to be at the facility.
Yes.
And so maybe you have to ban everything.
Yeah, I think, though, here's what I'm curious about. First of all, I'm pretty sure it's collectively bargained. Mm-hmm. It's not something the league could just announce.
Yeah, but not for the coaches.
Right. They're very different. I'm talking about active players. When Rob Manfred, I'll use baseball because their CBA is about to run out. We've only heard about that a million different times. There's going to be a lockout.
Yeah.
If Rob Manfred, in the midst of negotiation, says, oh, by the way, we are going to ban all kinds of gambling, even during the offseason.
Right.
And we're going to track your phones. Do you think there's any chance the MLB Players Association is going to go for it? They're not.
No.
They're going to say no.
Yeah.
And the players are going to say no. And then here's the bottom line, because money is king, correct? Rob Manfred's going to say, am I really going to fight for this when I really need to fight for something else I want the players to give?
Yeah,
it's like never going to be a priority.
Yeah, it's not going to be the priority. But I wonder if the players care that much about it. You know what I mean? Do they care about this massive gambling world that exists outside, just outside the premises of their sports.
You know what I'm going to guess? Yes. Because I think, like, I listen to Josh and Jalen's podcast. They do a really good job. And I'm not saying they're gambling on anything. I have no idea. But they play fantasy football, and they love fantasy football. Right. And Jalen Brunson is an Eagle fan, and Josh Hart's a Commander fan.
Right.
Do I think it's crazy to think they're betting on over-unders on a football Sunday? Mm. I would assume they are.
Right.
They're like most Americans. So I would think that if it ever got, hey, the owners want to ban all kinds of gambling, don't you think Jalen Brunson would probably be like, what? I don't do anything wrong. Why the hell am I giving that up?
Yeah, it's just, it's easy. It's so easy to sit here and just say, find another outlet. Find another entertainment outlet. Just don't gamble on sports. It's easy to say that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard. I think it's probably harder to do.
Roscoe in Brooklyn. What's up, Roscoe?
LCN is still alive.
What's
and
up,
for bro? All of those that don't know what that means, La Costa Nostra. So, Evan, it's funny, you mentioned something earlier where your grandfather said something about what's the difference and this and that.
Yeah.
I asked my grandfather what he said. The mafia always has something to do with sports gambling. And I'm not sure how true it is. It's going on for years. And I feel like y'all missing out the big picture. I feel like there was money owed. And maybe one game or two game was, hey, listen, this is how I'm going to pay you guys back. Because how many games did Rozier Rozier say?
No, you're right. It's only a couple games.
I mean?
Yeah, it was only a couple games.
So when you're dealing with the mob, right? Because this is what it is. They mentioned the mob so many times, and what a coincidence! It's in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn federal government is indicting players that are not even have to do with anything to do with Brooklyn, right? Think about that. Let's think about that real quick. Why are they being indicted in Brooklyn?
Well, because it's related to the poker
related
game.
Related to what? FanDuel is not in Brooklyn.
No, but the poker game was in New York City.
Right.
The poker game was around New York City, and that's what made this whole thing kind of confusing. There were two big stories here that, to me, weren't that related.
No.
One was about an
But they happened at the same time.
They were announced at the same time, and they both happened to have basketball features to it. So Chauncey Billups is an active NBA coach. We know that. But Chauncey Billups gambling, or not gambling, but playing poker, I guess it is gambling, playing poker at what turned out to be this big con job of we're going to rip people off, honestly has nothing to do with Terry Rozier.
Right, it actually might be worse. What Chauncey Billups is doing is worse.
What Chauncey Billups was involved doing is worse.
100%.
He was a pawn in the game. I would assume Chauncey Billups.
But a willing pawn in the game.
Now, the indictment says he was willing and knew about it.
Yeah. But allegedly,
innocent until proven guilty, innocent until proven guilty, innocent until proven guilty. But obviously, the brains behind this, the families behind this, yeah, I mean, they were defrauding people out of like $9 million was the figure.
Right.
And it was over, hey, come play poker with this celebrity, and we're going to use this high-tech technology to basically cheat and see your cards, which was fascinating.
Right.
But also, as fascinating as it was, had nothing to do with Terry Rozier and the NBA.
Right.
The only thing it has to do with the NBA is that Chauncey Billups is an active NBA head coach.
Yes.
And by the way, when he was playing these games, wasn't an active NBA head coach.
He was a retired player and had no association with the NBA.
Correct.
No team association. He was just a retired player.
Let's go to Josh in New Jersey. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. So I have a good answer for how to fix the gambling problem. It's not going to work, but it's a great idea anyway.
you have
every player in all four major sports make minimum wage, and you change betting so you're only allowed to bet the over and let them run wild.
Very creative idea.
I love it.
I love it where it starts with every athlete's going to make the minimum wage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great start to that idea. See where that's going?
Right.
It's going nowhere. Look, I think that some things in life you have to live with. You need to police it as best as you can, and that is on the leagues. It's on the gambling websites. It's on the federal authorities. Like, yeah, can't break the law. We get it. You got to be tough on this. Gambling websites need to flag bets that don't make sense.
Right.
The league needs to come down very hard on if you're associated at all with sharing information. But this is going to be the new normal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the key question everyone's got to ask themselves. Is it going to affect you watching tonight's games? Is it going to affect you even betting on tonight's games?
No. In a couple of days, you won't think about it.
And if that's the answer.
It's a one-day story.
If that's the answer, Teague, for most people listening,
right.
Then you're right. That any outrage you have today goes away and is forgotten about.
The only way this doesn't become a one-day story or a two-day story is if there are more indictments. There are more names thrown into this. Or it starts spreading outside of one sport and it's in multiple sports. And all of a sudden it feels like it's overtaking the sporting arena. That's the only way this thing lasts.
If it grows and every day there's something new. I don't think we're going to get scandals every day, but I would guess like every 9 months, we're going to hear about. I mean, think about the pace we're on right now. The Emmanuel Classe thing was a huge deal.
Right.
And we moved on from it so quickly because, A, the federal government wasn't involved, so they weren't announcing all the information. Baseball didn't tell us anything other than Emmanuel Classe disappeared.
Right.
That's literally what happened. He just disappeared. The second best closer in baseball, I'm careful, disappear. Like, oh, yeah, he's not pitching anymore. And we're all supposed to be like, okay. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was a big deal.
Right.
I mean, I would think. And we knew about this with Rozier. We didn't know to this extent. And speaking of which, the prop bet, because that's the bet where Terry Rozier was taking advantage of it for himself and his friends. When we come back, we discuss, does this make one say, I don't want to touch a prop bet ever again? That I'll stay away from, because that feels corrupt. We'll get to that coming up. I don't know if you know this, but there was NBA basketball last night. Did you know that? And let me give some credit to my man, Deuce McBride. Because how many times last night did Deuce McBride hit the big shot to kind of stop a Cleveland run, to stop the momentum that the Cavaliers were building. So, A, props to Deuce McBride, no pun intended, props. Also, the chucking of threes, and that's probably not the word I want to use, the three-point attempts, which we told you yesterday, it's going to go up. Mike Brown offense, this is going to be different than Tibbs. It was one of the things I complained about last year. They were 27th in the league in three-point shot attempts. They attempted 40 last night.
I mean, the Cavs attempted 46.
So they did.
What are we even talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the Knicks.
It's just the league.
But hold on. The league, you're right. Last year, the Knicks were 27th in attempts.
Yes.
If they get to 40 a night, using last year's numbers, they will attempt in the top five in the NBA this year.
Okay.
So you're right. The league has changed, but the Knicks weren't changing with it. And last night was an indicator that it will. They played 82 games last year. Do you know how many times they attempted 40 or more threes in a game?
Twice.
No, that'd be crazy. 14, which is, what, a quarter of the less than a quarter of the season?
I had to go to the low end. You were making a big deal of it.
Well, it still is, though.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. It's not the extreme of only taking two. So we saw them attempt more threes. We saw them be very more aggressive. They got to the line a lot more than Cleveland, and it was a nice victory. I do want to do a quick favor for everybody.
Go ahead.
Would you like the highlight of last night's Brooklyn Nets game?
Sure.
Here it is, the most entertaining thing that came out of the Brooklyn Nets game against the Charlotte Hornets.
Maybe this is where I work in my note that this is the only matchup in the NBA where one team's name is contained in the other team's name. It's the Nets against the Hornets.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Highlight of the game.
Is there a potential for that anywhere else?
Oh, God.
Basketball.
How about sports in general? Is there any other matchup between a containing name of a bigger name? Red Sox, White Sox, no. Cubs, no.
I doubt it, man.
Can you look for that, Sean?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, do that mental gymnastics,
Sean. I can't wait for the next 2 hours.
All sports, by the way, hockey included.
Yeah. So thank you, Ian. That was the highlight of last night's Nets game. Now, real quick on the prop stuff. We obviously do gambling ads around here. I do reads for FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you sometimes during the reads, hey, this is what I bet. And you'll notice that. I'll say, I bet that the Nets will lose because I take out emotional insurance.
Right.
Personally, and this is just me speaking, I raise my hand. I don't do prop bets.
Mm.
Now, I'll mention in the reads you can do prop bets.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
That's a big part of what they do.
It is a big part of what they do, and people do prop bets. I think Sean does prop bets. I think Tommy does prop bets.
I'm lining them up for tonight.
Yep.
I don't love prop bets, and I want to tell you kind of why.
Why?
In 2007, I was here at WFAN doing middays, first year with Joe Beningo, and I took advantage of the fact that we could get a press credential for every sporting event. And so I would go to Nets games. I'd go to Knicks games. I'd go to basketball games. And at Nets games, I would sit behind the little TV screen that kept up to date assists, rebounds, points.
Right. So the official score, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
That year, Jason Kidd was a triple-double machine. And that was the most entertaining part of the Nets. They were a good team, but it was, oh my God, Jason Kidd, triple-double, triple-double, triple-double. And I started to notice something that didn't even bother me, didn't make a big deal of it. Why would I? I started to notice that some of the assists they were handing Jason Kidd, Fugazi. Some of the rebounds they were handing Jason Kidd was Fugazi.
Why? Because he just put a finger on the ball and he got a rebound for it?
Kind of, yeah. And I started to realize it's like official scoring in baseball, which I bitch about. No one can say anybody's doing anything wrong because it is your interpretation.
Right.
Like, I'm not accusing anybody of any wrongdoing, especially back then. It was more, yeah, he got his finger on it. That's a rebound. Yeah. Okay, it took about 9 seconds. That's an assist. Just like baseball. That's a hit. That's an error. John Smoltz was openly bitching about it on TV a couple of weeks ago when he was begging for Treyus Savage to throw a no-hitter. You guys remember that?
Yeah. That's right.
And I noticed it, and I just put it away. Like, all right, that's weird. And so, to me, it's a very manipulative stat.
Right.
We talk about players a lot today.
So the prop betting can be manipulated.
Absolutely. Right. And I don't think it is. Like, I don't think official scorers are doing that. But I've also seen...
Not intentionally. They're not doing it intentionally, but it's also kind of random.
Yes.
It's not objective.
Yes.
It can be subjective, and that leaves it open. That leaves it open for... malfeasance.
Correct.
Right.
I don't think malfeasance are going on.
Yeah.
But I've always wondered when it comes to assist numbers and rebound numbers, and certainly with baseball, it's more obvious, the official scoring decisions.
Right.
But look, most people aren't going to watch every inning. But I watch these games, and sometimes I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? That's a hit? And then it changes the ERA of a pitcher because it's an unearned run versus an earned run. So I've always just been skeptical.
I've done my research on all four major sports.
Wow, that was quick.
Easier than you think. It was easier than even I thought. There is one other example in one other sport where this is possible.
Where
only
Tell me the sport.
Baseball.
Where a team name, as Ian Eagle described it, it was the highlight of basketball last night, where a team name is contained in another team name.
Yes.
And you're saying it's in baseball.
In baseball. It's got to be the Mets.
It's got to be the Mets.
No, it isn't.
Damn it. The Cubs.
No, it isn't.
No.
Rays?
Nope.
I'm trying to think of the short name.
You're on the right track.
Right.
You're thinking the right way. You're forgetting a team.
Reds. The Reds and
the Red Sox.
And the Red Sox.
There you go.
That's a little.
That's the only one.
Yeah, but that's like two Red Sox and Reds.
But the point is, it's R-E-D-S.
Yeah.
Here's what I will do.
It's not exact.
It's not Nets and Hornets.
But it's right.
Here's what I will do, because there's only one fair determiner of if that counts, like Nets and Hornets. I will text Ian Eagle.
Okay.
Because Ian Eagle was the man who created this whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask him, does it count? Reds are contained in Red Sox.
I also, looking through, NBA is still talking about expansion, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
They can create this. You have the Pelicans. How about the Vegas Cans?
Oh, God.
I mean, that joke writes itself. C-A-N-S.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate it.
All right. Yeah.
Let's go flat. Let's go to Nick in Queens. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. You know, years ago in my neighborhood, they had a few mob bosses. And one of them, the story was always famous that he opened the door for the FBI when they came to get him at 3 a.m. So I'm pretty sure that the NBA all knew about it, and I'm sure that this was in some ways a way to swing the gauntlet to let them know to clean it up now, you know, and I'm sure it wasn't just directed at them, but probably a few other sports too. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, you're probably right about it. That's why I said, I mean, Chauncey Billups probably knew that something was on the horizon. Maybe not exact day, but he probably had to. He had to know he was being investigated.
I would think Terry Rozier definitely would, only because we knew about
right.
this.
He was previously, I don't think he was indicted, but he was previously suspected.
Well, here's, you know what we'll play you? What? I'll play all of us, because I barely remember it. When this story broke about Terry Rozier, it was January 30th.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Wow.
Would you like to hear our reaction to the Terry Rozier information? So this is January 30th, obviously a long time.
Was this pre-No Biggie? Because I think that's probably what I would have said.
I think it was pre-No Biggie.
This is way before No Biggie.
Yeah. No Biggie came in the middle of the baseball season. So here is a WFAN flashback. You don't have to play the jingle. It's okay. A WFAN flashback from January 30th, Tiki and I's initial response to the Terry Rozier investigation. And keep this in mind about Terry Rozier. He's made $100 million in his NBA career. But the reason why I can believe this would happen, even for a millionaire, is that it is so easy in basketball, more than any other sport, by the way, to manipulate these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's also, we don't know how he spent his money. We don't know what he might be also on the hook for.
Sure.
It forced him to have to comply with whatever this is going on.
Could also just be easy
allegedly.
Money.
Or it just could be nothing.
Or it could be nothing. They're investigating it. NBA is saying they did their own investigation. Yes. Nothing came up. It could just be, wow, I can make easy money this way. Like, wow, my over-under is 16.5 points. There's no sport with these over-unders. We have the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks. That can be as controlled as the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. We were ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it could be nothing. No biggie.
Yeah, well, it's a biggie.
It's something.
It's a biggie right
now.
I
was wrong.
But think about it. Back then, the NBA already cleared him. Mm. The NBA already said we didn't find anything with it. But, you know, I'm glad we approached the money aspect of this, because I know that's always brought up. Like, oh, come on. The guy made so much money throughout his NBA career. I tell this story once before, and I do think it's related. There was a guy I knew. He was a millionaire, right? And when he went to movies, he would save the all-you-could-eat popcorn cup that would offer free refills. Because to him, I can get the free refill.
Right.
Now, an outsider, even myself, would say, you're a millionaire. Like, what the hell's it dead? Just pay the $9.99 and get a fresh cup.
Yeah,
and he was like, no. I can do this, so why wouldn't I? So if you're a millionaire, just because you have a lot of money, and you laid it out beautifully, you know, also don't know what the guy did with that money.
Yes.
But even if you have it, you're saving beautifully. If you could make easy money, and you think you're invincible and no one could catch you.
Right. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Right. Just like nobody's going to catch you bringing in a used free popcorn thing.
Absolutely. And the other aspect of this, which I don't think is getting enough attention, I'm sure Craig said this because it makes sense, is does the guy have a gambling problem? I mean, that's also the other answer to this. Now, I don't know that.
Right.
We haven't heard that from Terry Rozier.
Well,
but that also could be why you do something.
Well, that's what one of the callers just a few callers ago was suggesting. You know, maybe he got caught with whatever, gambling with the wrong people, and he had to make good on this. So, and again, he was conflating the two, the Terry Rozier and the Chauncey Billups issues, but the situation could still be the same.
Yeah.
Right? I'm caught here. All right. I'm not going to play. That's my make good. Go make some money on that.
Right.
So, you don't know.
No. Here's what I do know. I'd be stunned if we ever see Terry Rozier play another basketball game in the NBA ever again.
No, I think it's sailed.
He is on administration leave right now. I think that's what they're calling it for him and Chauncey Billups. We'll never see him again.
Right.
Andrew is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
So just two quick things about the prop betting. So I think the issue is the type of prop bets that you're allowed to bet on, and I will be very honest and say that I do it. But you could bet next drive, player to catch the pass. And in the NFL, it's scripted now, right? So the first 10 plays are scripted, maybe the first 15 plays of the game.
That's true.
Devon Jackson, Dart's neighbor, his college roommate, who
is great
now making $200,000 playing. And, hey, Jackson, what's the first play tomorrow? What are you guys going to do, a run or a pass? Pass. Like, that can never get back to Jackson Dart, that he's going to throw a pass in the first play. And you can bet significant money on something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the issue of how good. And another thing is during the game, you get, hey, next drive, I want to bet Wandell Robinson to catch a pass. You get odds like plus 600 for just catching a pass.
Right.
He checks that at the line. Third drive, I'm throwing a quick screen to Wandell Robinson. He may get a yard. There's no way to track that back to Jackson Dart.
Well, it's also
at all. So yeah. I think it's a type of prop bet.
But it's also no way to manipulate Jackson Dart. Like, how are you getting him to throw a pass? That's
the thing. These are two separate issues, but issues nonetheless.
Yeah.
One is the sharing of information, and the other is manipulating what happens on the field or the court.
Yeah.
His example isn't that Jackson Dart or anyone else is going to manipulate the information, which Terry Rozier is accused of doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, will he share information that can help someone potentially win a bet? Doesn't even mean you're going to win the bet.
Right. You could check on the line. And as somebody that honestly bets a lot of the drive-to-drive props, depending on a primetime game, his example is a little extreme, too. Like, the plus 600 stuff is going to be somebody who hasn't been involved in the game plan all day. Like,
right.
your common players, you're not getting great odds.
Or maybe he's thinking of Wandell Robinson from last year or two.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like,
actually, 2 years ago, because last year he was top 10 in receptions.
Right.
But 2 years ago, it's like, where the hell is Wandell Robinson?
Exactly. But now he's involved. So anybody who's really scripted in the game plan, you're not going to get great odds to do it anyway. That's kind of the protection against it.
Isaac's in Brooklyn. What's up, Isaac?
What's up, Isaac?
What's up, guys? I think I have the answer for why the NCAA let the kids bet.
Go ahead.
I want to give you guys, a quick example of it is if you're sitting, let's say, Thanksgiving, you're an NFL player and you're watching a different game, you could turn to your mom and be like, hey, could you, bet $100 for the Lions? And then she could literally sell you or quick pay you the money after. You could take that cash and go buy gas.
Right.
Now, think about a kid in a college dorm where he's in a house or a dorm, he has a roommate, or, he has four roommates, and he tells his friends, not even on him, not on the game he's playing, on a different sport, or even in the same sport, a different game, here's $20. He wins, he gets $100, and his roommate gives him, the $100 in cash, and he goes and he fills up his gas on the way home. That's why I think the NCAA is like, we'll just make it legal because we know how all the kids today, all they do is just sports bet the entire, like, my friends, we can't watch games without sports betting.
Right.
And I think that's why the NCAA said, we have eight guys in a house, they're all sports betting, let's just make it legal, let's try to track it, let's just, hope these kids figure it out, in a healthy way instead of doing it, behind everybody's back.
No,
with other
friends' phones. Isaac, that's a great point. I'm so far removed. I'm coming up on my 30th reunion from college. Like, I don't even think about what we used to do, how we used to hang out and just kind of do nothing but do a lot.
Right.
And this was pre-gambling, so it wasn't even part of the conversation. Not that I would have done it anyways, but think about these kids. That's what they're doing.
Oh, no doubt.
Hanging out, doing nothing while doing a lot.
100%.
And watching sports and probably gambling on them.
I think back to like 15 years ago when me and my friends would just hang out and watch sports all day. If there was access to just sports betting on my phone, it's probably all we do.
Yeah, we think of as adults. I mean, we got so much stuff to do. I got kids to take care of. I got job to get ready for, blah, blah, blah. I'm tired by the time I get home. Kids don't have that issue.
Yeah. Well, one thing is that social media has been around for a long time now. I think we're at about 17 years, so you can find old tweets on anything, which we've done with the boys around here and with us. Would you like to hear an old LeBron James tweet?
Oh, lovely.
A guy, I don't even know who this is, says, I wonder if King James wants to bet on the Packers-Cowboys game. LeBron's response, bet is my middle name. LeBron Raymond Bet James. Let's get it. Not that he's doing anything wrong, but the idea of, hey, let's tell athletes you can't bet on anything.
I wonder if he actually made that bet.
Of course he did. Of course he did. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, but I would love to see how that worked out.
Well, he bet the Cowboys, so can you look up the date and find out who won that game? October 2nd, 2019 was Cowboy-Packer game.
Like the real details.
Oh, like the real details on how much he bet?
Yeah.
What he bet on?
Yeah. Like, here's a thousand. What were the odds?
Yeah.
34-24 Packers.
Or was it straight up?
He definitely lost.
He lost.
He's a Cowboy fan,
so
right?
What did he do? So what did he send a kid $1,000 via, Venmo?
Well, it's October of 2019, so it really depended on the state he was in. Because at that point, we were starting to see sports gambling be legal on phones. Like, if he was in the state of New Jersey, he could have just made the bet.
Yeah, but it sounded like this was back and forth. This was like, hey, Evan, I'll bet you $100.
If
Packers win. Okay, sure, bet. And then as soon as it's over, if you win, you give me $100.
Does anybody do that anymore, by the way?
That's what that sounded like.
It does sound like that,
yes. I doubt it went down that way.
Bill's in Nutley, New Jersey. Hey, Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, so I was thinking about it another step further. So if they prove that these games are, I don't want to say rigged or fixed because they're not saying the outcomes are changed, right? But right. say I bet $1,000 on the opposite of this, what this guy made happen. Like he rigged that one instance to happen. You know, at what point can I sue the DraftKings or the FanDuel or whoever? You know, no, like, hey, you guys purposely took my money. It wasn't a fair. Like,
you know what?
Put these bets in.
No, it's a good question. You know what a lot of these sites will do is they will refund every aspect of a bet in question. And I've heard them do that for, like, other things that aren't even, like, big scandals.
Right.
So if you go back and ask, hey, what did you do with the Terry Rozier prop bets from Hornets Pelican? First of all, how many people made those bets?
Yeah.
Like normal humans that didn't have correct information coming from Terry Rozier.
They were just betting and maybe they went under just because.
Right. Well, how many people actually made that? I'd be curious. Like how many people bet on Terry Rozier over or unders from that game in question in 2023? Mm. I'm going to guess like 30. But what I would think is if you're one of these websites is you just refund them.
Right.
Win or lose. Actually, if you win, you get to keep it, right? But if you lose, we'll give you a refund. Because how much are we really talking about?
No, it's true.
But that's how I think you have to protect yourself. And that's another reason why, obviously, the leagues need to keep their sports clean. But the gambling websites also, if they see anything fishy, are going to immediately say, hey, something's going on here. We need to check this out.
Right.
Because they don't want this whole thing crumbling. And as much as people may think the world is crumbling today, it's not. I watch football tonight. I believe in the outcome. I heard Boomer this morning questioning everything about that championship game from a few years ago, the Saints NFC championship game against the Rams.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I feel that way.
Why? What happened?
Okay, that was the pass interference that wasn't called. But Boomer forgets one, and I'm not trying to rein him, one key element to that. The Saints still won the coin toss in an era where first score won, and they screwed that up.
No, by the way, I don't forget that because I remember when we came on the next day, my biggest argument was the Saints blew this game. Forget about the officiating. Mm. Yes, you would have won, but you got the ball first.
Right.
Like, you still had a chance to win. So I don't feel that way, but do others? Do other people now look at outcomes in sports history and think differently? We'll get to it coming up, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.